AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump expressed deep disappointment with Iran and Israel after a ceasefire got off to a rocky start. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
Trump was on his way to the NATO summit at The Hague, but he's been posting on social media that the ceasefire is in effect, telling Israel to turn its planes around and not attack Iran. Israel and Iran saying they would both stop the attacks as long as the other side abided by the ceasefire. I'm Julie Walker.
The president is headed to the Netherlands and the NATO summit. The U.S. entry into Israel's war with Iran is causing travel disruptions to pile up globally, mostly to the Middle East. Palestinian witnesses in hospitals say Israeli forces and drones have opened fire toward hundreds of people waiting for aid in southern and central Gaza, killing at least 44 people. President Trump has not been happy with Fed Chair Jerome Powell's reluctance to cut interest rates.
She's like just a stupid person.
On Capitol Hill today, Powell says the Fed will make decisions on interest rates based on economic conditions.
I care about doing the job for the American people. The things we do matter a lot for people's lives, and that really concentrates the mind. You want to just stay focused on that task. As long as you're sitting in these chairs that we occupy, focus on that task, do what you think is the right thing, and take the consequences.
Voters in New York City will decide whether Andrew Cuomo has done enough to make a political comeback by winning the Democratic mayoral primary. The former governor is trying to reboot his career against upstart liberal darling Zohran Mamdani and a crowded field of establishment candidates in the city's primary. The winner goes on to face incumbent Eric Adams. This is AP News. A new law in Texas requires warning labels on foods with dyes, starting in 2027.
The law, signed by Governor Greg Abbott, mandates labels on products with any of over 40 dyes and additives, warning they contain ingredients not recommended for human consumption in Australia, Canada, the European Union, or the UK. But a review shows nearly a dozen of the targeted additives are either authorized in those countries or already restricted in the U.S. The legislation is part of the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again agenda. Texas would be the first in the U.S. to use warning labels to target additives rather than nutrients like sugar or saturated fat to change American diets. The action is commendable in its intent, but a consumer advocacy group says it could lead to incorrect citations and potential legal challenges. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
There is a parade today in Oklahoma City for the NBA champion Thunder. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.